How she who was at once his wife and mother with a knotted noose laid violent hands on her own life, and how our two unhappy brothers in one day, each on his own head by the other's hand, wrought common ruin. We now left alone, do but consider how most miserably we two shall perish if despite of law we traverse the behest or power of kings. We must remember we are women born, unapt to cope with men, and being ruled by mightier than ourselves, we have to hear these things, and worse. For my part, I will ask pardon of those beneath, for what perforce I needs must do, but yield obedience to them that walk in power. To exceed is madness and not wisdom.
Then in future I will not bid you help me, nor henceforth, though you desire, shall you with my good will share what I do. Be what seems right to you, him will I bury. Death, so met, were honor. And for that capital crime of piety, loving and loved, I will lie by his side. Far longer is there need I satisfy those nether powers than powers on earth. For there, forever, must I lie. You, if you will, hold up to scorn what is approved of heaven.
I am not one to cover things with scorn, but I was born too feeble to contend against the state.